Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in the Baltic nation of Latvia today for meetings with NATO foreign ministers. Topping discussions, a military buildup by Russian forces along Ukraine's border that has some concerned about war. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has our story.
Secretary Blinken went into the NATO meetings warning Russia would face serious consequences from the U.S. if it took any action against Ukraine. He came out of them claiming the alliance was united in raising the stakes of Russian aggression.
We've made it clear to the Kremlin that we will respond resolutely, including with a range of high-impact economic measures that we've refrained from using in the past.
For weeks, U.S. intelligence has been warning of Russian forces, some 100,000 strong, gathering within striking distance of Ukraine. The Kremlin says it can place its troops where it likes inside its own territory, and they pose no threat. On Wednesday, it accused Ukraine of carrying out a military buildup, a charge Blinken framed as bait.
Just as we've been clear with Moscow, we're also urging Ukraine to continue to exercise restraint. Because again, the Russian playbook is to claim provocation for something that they were planning to do all along.
Back in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin played brinksmanship, warning Russia would be forced to respond with a new generation of hypersonic weaponry if Ukraine allowed NATO missile systems on its soil within minutes of striking Moscow. This was Russia's red line, said Putin, who argued NATO's expansion to former communist bloc nations following the end of the Cold War had forced Moscow's recent militaristic posture. Why did they insist on expanding NATO to our borders, asked Putin.
This idea that NATO support to a sovereign nation is a provocation is just wrong.
It was a question to which NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg had an answer, as he rejected the idea modern Russia could determine the fate of its neighbors by claiming a so-called sphere of influence.
Only Ukraine and 30 NATO allies that decides when Ukraine is ready to join NATO. Russia has no veto, Russia has no say, and Russia has no right to establish a sphere of influence trying to control their neighbors.
That's a debate Blinken is likely to hear more of when the Secretary of State meets with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Sweden on Thursday. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.